Secretary of State Antony Blinken testifies before the Senate today after a testy five-hour hearing before House Committee yesterday. Republicans and Democrats grilled him on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, and Republicans were unrelenting. Many called for him to resign, while Democrats pointed to a troubled 20-year engagement in Afghanistan, which President George W. Bush started. Let's bring in Representative Jerry Connolly of Virginia, Democrat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, for more. And Congressman Connolly, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Tanya.
Representative, let's cut through the partisan fighting that we saw yesterday and talk about the substance of what Secretary Blinken said. He defended the administration's handling of the crisis in Afghanistan, talked about airlifting thousands out of the country, and he also turned some heads in the foreign affairs world by saying he'd reevaluate the U.S.'s relationship with Pakistan, especially the role Pakistan has played in Afghanistan over the last 20 years. This could have big ramifications. Your assessment?
The relationship with Pakistan has been problematic for a long time. Their nuclear development program certainly caused the United States great concern, but also the relationship Pakistan has had not only with the Taliban, but with the Haqqani network, which now is included in the new Taliban cabinet. And that is very troubling, that Pakistan would have a relationship with known terrorist networks that were targeting Americans during the Afghan war.
Do you feel you got to hear a satisfying explanation for what the administration was thinking about as the crisis in Afghanistan unfolded?
Frankly, I think there's too much emphasis on the events that started to unfold in the months preceding August 14th. This didn't just happen on President Biden's watch. The Trump administration did three things. One was to agree to face-to-face negotiations with the Taliban. The second was to actually agree not to include the Afghan government in those negotiations, and then setting a May 1 deadline for the full withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Those three things undermined the Afghan government and undermined the ability of the Afghan military to muster any kind of morale in resisting the Taliban.
But even if the Biden administration's hands were tied, so to speak, because of past administrations, what do you say to critics who believe we could have handled the exit better? I mean, even some Democrats have said the administration shouldn't have left air bases so quickly.
I think there's lots of room for Monday morning quarterbacking on what could have or should have gone better. I think the administration was saddled with decisions already made by the previous administration. I think it also, frankly, made the mistake of buying into conventional wisdom, which was that the Afghan military would be able to continue to resist. And I think that kind of conventional wisdom, coming both from our military and our intelligence communities, obviously contributed to the chaos.
Yesterday, you also criticized your fellow Congressman Joe Wilson, Republican of South Carolina, who spent 4 of his 5 minutes laying into the secretary. He didn't ask any questions. Here's how he concluded.
Your bizarre abandoning of Bagram Airfield led directly to 13 Marines murdered in Kabul. You should resign.
Representative Connolly, you pushed back at Representative Wilson. You cited his famous breach of decorum when he shouted, "You lie," at President Obama during a joint address to Congress. Have you heard from Representative Wilson since that exchange?
I have not. Look, I like Joe Wilson, but I felt what he said yesterday was outrageous. To lay the deaths of brave American Marines who were trying to help in the evacuation, who died at the hands of a suicide bomber, which was a risk we knew under those circumstances, I thought was really a libel that had to be responded to.
At the root of this hearing is this call by Republicans to have Secretary Blinken to resign. The GOP is going to keep pressing the Biden administration on Afghanistan. They're trying to campaign on it. Are you worried about that? What are you and other Democrats trying to do to counter this message?
Well, as I said yesterday, I believe the Republicans are guilty of very selective fact-checking mixed with a salad dressing of enormous amnesia. Afghan is a 20-year war, the longest war in American history. Lots of mistakes were made. There's a lot to be learned from these last 20 years, and I hope we'll spend more time trying to understand those lessons rather than engaging in petty partisan blame-laying that conveniently overlooks the very consequential decisions made by predecessor administrations, especially the Trump administration.
That's Representative Jerry Conley, Democrat of Virginia. Thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure, Tanya. Thank you for doing this.